Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, it is the kickoff to summer on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at the Farley Service Plaza with our friends from Chickies and Pete's, where Pete is going to pay your toll on the AC Expressway from 4 to 5. It's a little chilly. It's a little windy, but they cannot stop summer from coming. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the start or the beginning of summer.
Yep.
Well, we need to pick it up. I mean, seriously, grow up, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's the weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. We don't need this mid-60s degree weather here. You know, nobody wants to get in the water when the temperature is like this.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Right? Nobody wants to be down on the damn shore with hoodies and pants on and sweatpants on, man.
Of course
we
not.
We want to be out here in tank tops and bathing suits. And,
sun's out, guns
yeah,
out.
Yeah. What the hell? Let's go. I will say this. Very festive atmosphere.
There's a chicken over there. I don't know if you saw that. Yep.
You see that?
Yep.
Hey, listen. Despite all stereotypes, it will go home with me tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Why is there a chicken running around?
I don't know. Looking good, though. You will go on the grill. Don't play with me. We're at the Farley Plaza, man. It's awesome.
It is.
Listen, the Phillies are on a, what, 7-game winning streak?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Let's get the thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. Get it back to the fightings. Jackie Baseball, how about your boy?
Two thoughts early. One, Ike, I thought it was the best you ever sounded on leading off yesterday. I thought you were just brilliant. I thought you so many salient points. And two, for those listening at home, Spike's in a mood early.
I'm not in a mood.
Nah, you're in a mood. Everyone can sense it. Everyone around here is tight.
I'm
you
not
made
in
the
a
whole
mood.
Place tight. I know, like, you're stressed about this concert.
I'm not stressed. I'm not in a mood.
Yeah, just like, you know, you're yelling at Buzz, lashing out at Buzz. He's in the corner.
I'm always lashing out at Buzz.
I just want you to turn that front upside down. It's Memorial Day weekend, damn it.
It is. And you
better weather would help.
Well, it'll get there.
On.
It'll get there.
I'm in on hoodie
look
and short.
Look at him. Twice his size.
Yeah. So we are at the Farley Service Plaza. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. It is a nice little setup here. Free crab fries over there.
Oh, we can't beat that.
Car show over there. You got some produce, jams,
nice
and jellies.
School, old school car show.
Yes.
I like that. The antiques.
Yeah. So, and we're here every year. This is my second Farley Service Plaza broadcast. I'm a veteran of it now. I know how it goes. I know the beats. And it's a big show, as it always is on Friday. Elliot joins us at 3, Tornado Shapiro 3:30. Debate days, our final debate, happens at 4 o'clock between
Birds
and Al Morgani about the talk and
hire. Old school versus new school.
Well, yeah. Al, please, have a heartbeat.
Yep, a little bit. Like, a little bit of a pulse.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear, no worries.
Yeah, no, none of that. Come strong. Come on. Don't stop, Jack.
I can't expect him to match.
Broads
energy. Yeah. I can't expect that. Yeah,
this is the worst thing of all time.
Yeah.
Oh,
no worries.
Yeah. So as Ike and Jack mentioned, the Phillies have won 7 straight.
Yes.
So they've won 7 straight. They have the best record in the National League. They're a half game out from having the best record in baseball, just a half game behind the Detroit Tigers. They have a 2-game lead in the NL East. The starting pitching has stayed great all season, you know, save for Nola. The bullpen seems to be coming into its own. The hitting, now they have played a couple of tomato cans the last couple of series, but the hitting has come around as well. And we are, at the WIP Afternoon Show, setting a deadline for you. Because we understand the beginning of the season, you know, they looked iffy coming off a very bad series to end the year last year against the New York Mets. But the start of summer happens officially at 6 p.m. today. And you have to declare yourself in on the Phillies by 6 p.m., or if you do it at any point during the summer, you're officially a bandwagon guy. Look, it's okay. You've been bandwagon, and if you have doubts, that's fine. But today is an official in or out on the 2025 Phillies show. You have until 6 o'clock to officially get in. Otherwise, your fandom is suspect. 215-592-9494. I would say this. It, for me, as to why I'm in, is not the record is good. I'm glad that they've finally started to win games. To me, the most impressive thing is the commitment this season after what happened last season to be a little bit different, the approach at the plate. I think we have seen their walk rate go up. We've seen their K rate go down. If you just watch it, it's been different. And their ability, the two guys I want to point out, one is Trey Turner, and the other one is actually Bryce Harper. So Trey Turner hitting .315, whatever he's hitting, has definitely adjusted his approach at the plate compared to last year. He's definitely taking singles more. He's definitely using his legs more and has committed to being a guy who gets on base, who sees more pitches, and who doesn't try to swing for the fences every at-bat, you know, every swing. And I think we've seen the results of that, and the team has seen results. I think he's seen the results at the plate, and I think the team has seen the results in the lineup. The other guy, though, is Bryce Harper. And Jack had mentioned a few weeks ago that they were just breaking balling him to death. And it didn't seem like he had adjusted. But over the last couple of weeks, he's taking what they're giving him. He's not hitting home runs all over the place, but he's hitting singles, he's hitting doubles, he's getting on base, and I think he will force pitchers to throw him fastballs again, which means the power will eventually come. So I am declaring myself in on the Phillies before 6 o'clock, so I'm in. Ike, you still in?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course I'm still in. And listen, once I committed to being in, I'm all in. And what I really committed to was basically saying, I'll open myself up to being disappointed again. This team still has a long way to go. I like the direction that they're headed in, but I need to see it against stiffer competition. But that's what I needed to see it against. But I don't mind them taking advantage of whom they're playing right now. It's not their fault who's on the schedule. And guess what? Because of the way baseball is set up now, everybody gets to beat up on Colorado and Oakland and all the bad teams. Like, everybody gets to beat up on these teams. Shame on you if you're one of the teams that lost one of the eight times to the stinking Colorado Rockies.
They aren't
we
dreadful.
Didn't. Yes, I'm just saying, we didn't. So it's not against us. It's not against us. Everybody gets to beat up on them. I will say this, Spike. You know, that was very eloquent, everything you threw out there. Yeah. I can appreciate that. And it sounds great, man. I'm with you for most of that. I will have to address the fact that you completely omitted Alec Bohm from your little soliloquy? No, what I want to call it when you do a turnabout.
Monologue.
No, you do a turnabout. You do a turnabout
about
on
face?
Someone.
About,
you know, about face.
Face
on Trey Turner, who you didn't like at the beginning of the season.
Yep. Right? Bryce Harper, you had in the grave.
Bryce Harper, who you had a foot in the grave with. Yep, with Bryce Harper.
No, I did not like Trey at the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah. We know. But that's okay, though. It's okay.
It's not true.
It's, it definitely is true. But I love the fact that you excuse both of those guys for not hitting home runs. And that's why you're okay with them. But with Alec Bohm, who doesn't hit home runs, you're not okay with him. And you didn't throw him in there because his batting average has certainly also increased since, what, the last month of the season?
Hitting .261.
Give him the same credit you're giving Trey Turner and Bryce Harper. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Everything else you said was fantastic. I just couldn't forget. I couldn't help but notice you left out my guy, Bomer.
Not impressed. 215-592-9494. Are you officially in on the Phillies? You have until 6 o'clock
today. I am officially
today.
In with all you, right. though, brother.
Fritz, you in?
Yeah, and
because you had them left for dead a few weeks
ago.
Oh,
man, you know me. Hate the baseball team.
Yeah.
I will say, this is the most skeptical I've been, and I expected to watch this team with a skeptical eye. And, you know, I think if they're winning in fraudulent ways, I would still be a little bit more like, nah, I don't know. But I don't see fraudulence. You want some fun with numbers?
Yeah.
So
sure. They
are 19th in home run rate as a team in baseball, but they're also 6th in runs scored.
Well, 19th, is that good or bad?
Well, for the people that say all they do is try to hit home runs,
it's not good.
But it's
you can't paint 19th in home run rate is not good.
But I can paint it in a good way in that I think when they try to get into too much home run or bust mindset,
sure.
Like how they're doing it right.
So we like the fact they're not hitting home runs.
Well, because
all right, I just wanted to make sure, that's all.
Well, you do need to hit home runs. I don't want that but from the standpoint of what wins in the postseason,
yes,
home runs are going to come, but I think they also dry up in the postseason.
Okay.
And you have to find different ways to win ball games.
Sure.
And I think they've found different ways to do it. So they're 6th in runs scored, 5th in walk percentage, 7th lowest strikeout percentage, and they're the 2nd highest batting average in all of baseball.
Ooh.
So, I mean, obviously that was aided by 34 hits in the first two games.
Hey,
of the Rockies.
Man, listen, man.
Everybody plays
these guys,
yep.
man.
Yep.
Yes.
So I think and then on top of that, I mean, The rotation is out of control.
Right.
I mean, it's out of control. And the one thing you could throw in there is Alvarado, but, you know, and that's going to get to a sticky situation. But there's Pete.
Hey!
Man, that wallet's getting a little bit lighter.
Free tolls. Man. There it is.
There we go. Pinky's all banged up.
Yeah.
But the Alvarado thing could show up, but I think they're well-equipped, even around the trade deadline, to take care of it. I didn't expect to be in this much on May 23rd, but I am.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're
in.
All right, we do have a next question today. As we have one final pair of tickets, it is your choice, thanks to Live Nation. You get a choice for your next question if you win. Tickets to see Thomas Rhett at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, Creed, or The Offspring. As we celebrate Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer, you can go to livenation.com/tickets to summer, ticket to summer for more details. Next question today, very simple. As we kick off summer, best or worst thing about summer? Your choice. You get to pick what you want. Jack? What do you want?
So in true WIP afternoon show fashion, I'm going negative.
There you go.
And the worst thing about summer is mosquitoes gnats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bugs. Jeanette. Bugs was my thing.
Yeah.
Bugs was my thing.
Gnats are the worst.
They're just the worst.
And then
they're
mosquitoes.
Everywhere.
Oh, just they ruin an outside experience.
Yeah, they do. They sure do. Oh, wow. So I'm going to have to come with best. Do you have a best or worst thing, Ike?
Of course I do.
Okay. All right.
Well, for me, the best thing about summer is I get to grill more often than not.
There you go.
Yes, I am a grillsman, so I get a chance to grill at least 3 times a week, sometimes 4.
Really?
Oh,
three
yeah.
or 4 times a week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
it all depends, you know.
You get the fills on outside.
Yeah.
You get a little grill going.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I love that. I love that about being able to go outside and do that. Don't really like the heat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But
yep.
But the time we get off the air.
Yep.
And I can get home by 7, get started. And as you get to summer, it gets dark around 9. So I got a couple hours in there so I can get some meat on the grill. Boom.
Bang.
Where it's not too hot.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go good then. The Jack went bad. I'm going to go good. My favorite thing about summer is tank top and cargo shorts. I love wearing tank top and cargo shorts.
That's not good for anyone.
Oh, no. I'll tell you.
See that.
Man, you're poor neighbors.
I don't care. I love wearing a tank top and cargo shorts.
Tattoos out everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Looking like a real dirtball.
Wow.
That's who I am. Deal with it, neighbors.
Tank tops and cargo shorts.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
Haven't evolved from the 90s.
Nope. Okay. Haven't evolved. I don't have to. I'm almost 50 years old. Doesn't matter. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you officially in on the Phillies before our 6 o'clock deadline? And next question, you get to pick worst or best thing about summer. Kicking us off, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I'm in. I, capital A. I'm in, man.
You're really in?
I'm in. What are you talking about? Am I really in? Yes. I'm in.
Okay,
when
all right.
Shaves his head, hey, man. And you know what happened when people shave their head, good things happen around these parts, you know what I'm saying? So, they shave his head out there. Also, you know, Ranger Suarez bad. What's his record? 3-0, 4-0 as a starter, you know.
Yeah.
One of my top 11 last year, you know, he coming back.
Yeah, he might be back in there.
Yep, he's starting
Rangers
to wind back
in.
Might have to be back. It's him or Lizardo.
I'm going Lazardo over Rangers.
Sanchez?
Yeah, no, but hey, he getting there. You know what I'm saying? He getting there. Listen,
how many Phillies pitchers are you putting in the top 11?
We'll see how many we can get in to keep Jalen down a little bit.
Last year, he was in my top 11. Don't try to change the topic yet.
I'm not changing the topic. No one's doing anything.
He was in my top 11, so I'm just saying he's starting to form back into shape.
Right.
Also, Ike said, only person on this show I ever met in my life that get amnesia is Spike. This man forget what he say. Like, now all of a sudden, Alec Baum. So, you, Alec Baum ain't saying, you ain't saying bad stuff about Bryce? You weren't saying bad stuff about...
Of course
about,
I... Who, me?
No, Spike wasn't saying it.
Oh,
no,
Spike.
Spike, he got amnesia. He said, I never said...
Oh, you said Spike.
Bryce.
I thought you said Ike.
No. It's absolutely...
He certainly was saying bad things
they
about...
They were mischaracterizing
no,
what I said.
Oh, not about Brycey.
Stuff.
I don't know.
Not about Brycey.
Yeah.
Not mischaracterized and all that.
Of course it is.
$50 words and all. No.
That is not a $50 word. Like, even in this economy, that's the first thing. Even with inflation. The second thing is, I believe in this team more than anybody. What is going on here?
You said he need to be more than a leader. When they were telling us he was the best leader, you said that, right?
Yep.
He absolutely needed to be more. Wait a minute. Jack said it. Jack said it.
Prove it. Prove it.
It's on. It's in the podcast. This
is outrageous. Prove it. Do you even really believe the Phillies?
Is, you can't give nobody no deadline. Like, why they gotta have a deadline? You
because it's about standing up for what's right. That's all.
No.
Deadline.
No.
6 o'clock. Six o'clock.
No.
6 o'clock deadline.
Mike, trying to do a radio show.
Spike wasn't in on the Eagles till week 19, and then he had all year. Come on now.
No one set a deadline. No one set a deadline. Maybe you should have set a deadline.
So all I'm saying is I'm in on them. Now, I will say this. They did this last year, you know, like last year we was on a
right.
Like, what?
See, I'm not getting excited about the whole best record in the National League stuff. Yeah, I'm not getting excited about
that's
that.
Fair.
Yeah, but I do. I'm with Jack, though. I do like the fact that they're learning the small ball. They're playing that because in the playoffs, that's what you got to do. So I do agree with that, right? And something else.
I can't wait until we don't hit home runs and then everybody's going to be irritated.
Of course.
Right.
That's why we're getting Reese back at the deadline.
My next question. Cargo shorts. Come on, man. I don't even think I own a pair of cargo shorts. What you dress like?
Oh, come on, man. There's nothing wrong with cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah. You're so cool, I bet.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wear no cargo shorts. Hey, you lucky. Hey, you lucky. The day I got rear-ended the day you were talking about backing up.
He texted me about it.
Yeah, that rear-ended.
So, yeah, because I had something for you about that reverse. You do a lot of gestures in your car, buddy. One of these days you gonna catch the wrong one. People fat. People don't know how to back up.
Spike's got a lot of car rules. He points at people, calls them fat if they cut him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how about this? Stop texting and driving. Act like a grown-up. Don't drive 60 miles an hour in the left-hand lane on the turnpike. Like, don't back into spots. Favorite, everybody grow up.
My thing about summer is I feel like all swimming pools should be heated.
All swimming pools should be heated.
What if it's 90 degrees?
Yeah, because listen, y'all, that
you're
water
swimming
be cold.
In,
nah,
not July and August. You don't want hot water. No.
Hot swimming's disgusting.
Listen, come on now. You know that. Listen, it got to be at least, because it don't be 90 degrees every day. Not where we live. Come on.
Whoa.
I thought
we all live in the same.
Yeah, where do you live in, Alaska?
Why you live in Ohio. That's
yeah.
It don't be no 90 degrees all the time. So don't do that. Come on.
No,
like
I'm just saying.
Heated pool.
I'm just saying a heated pool
idea.
In July and
How
August.
How much money you think?
I need a little bit of warm water. You know, 60 degrees. Somebody
wait,
don't
but you're
be
swimming
cold.
In fecal
Nobody
matter.
Wants to
be. Oh, that's, oh,
dude, that's
right.
disgusting,
Thank you for the call,
Jack.
Tyler. That's disgusting.
You got to go one step
yeah,
too far.
That is horrible. Why does it feel like that? Yeah. That's disgusting.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because it's warm.
Let me tell you what.
There are a lot of warm things.
Let me tell you what. You
could say soup.
This is why I don't get in swimming pools.
No, I don't either.
This is why I don't get a swimming pool.
You know, Buzz eats soup right out of the can. Like, it doesn't even warm it up.
What?
Is that true, Buzz?
I've been known to do that, yeah.
Oh, that's good disgusting, gracious. Man. Yeah.
Without warming up.
Yeah.
And doesn't replace it when it's his roommate's.
Like, that's not true. I did replace it.
Okay.
Takes his roommate's soup and then doesn't replace it.
I'm not a big pool guy either. Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm not an ocean guy either. I'm a feet in the ocean. That's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
get little piggies in there.
Yeah. Nah. Oh, yeah. Y'all go up to the calf.
I don't really like
a little knee. Up to
water.
The knee action. I'll give you some knee action.
You're not body
surfing? I might give you some thigh action.
Oh.
You're not body surfing?
No. Nah. What?
Come on, man.
No,
I can
I
see you out
that.
There body surfing.
Yeah.
Nah. I won't do that. I might sit down in the water.
Huh?
Yeah, I might sit down and let the water come up to, like, my chest.
What about, like, diving under the waves?
Nah.
That's for kids.
Dude, get me
under. It's a young man's game.
Not going in the water. And I don't get in pools because of, you know, everybody being in pools, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, all
no,
that,
but when I say fecal matter.
All that stand, well, that's part of it. It's not fecal matter, but it's pee.
Well,
you pee in the pool.
It's everything.
Kids, adults, everybody pees in the pool. They never get out of the pool to go to the bathroom. You stay in the pool and use the bathroom in there. I'm good.
You know, Jack, your point about you just said,
I don't want to be in the pool.
You know
I'm right, Francisco, right?
Of course he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah, he does it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jack, you're mentioning tide. Two things that I grew up terrified of. One was being in the ocean and the tide pulling me away,
far away.
Man. My mom had me so scared that the tide, that I was going to end up in a different town or something if I went too far out the tide.
Yeah.
And the other one was quicksand. Quicksand when I was younger, I was very scared.
See, I'm afraid of jellyfish.
I was also very afraid, but I'm still afraid of jellyfish. Yeah.
I had an older cousin that made me eat quicksand. Like not quicksand, but beach sand.
Oh, really?
Like an older cousin that, like, bullies you.
Yeah.
Or what have you.
Yeah.
So, like, we were on the beach in North Carolina. Like, so, yeah and it's like, come here. Nah. Like, and yeah. I might have been like 6 or 7 years old, man.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It's quite a memory.
That's actually like a form of torture, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Angie, man. Yeah. It wasn't even a male. It was a female.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much older than you was she?
If I was like 6 or 7, she must have been like 10 or 11.
Oh, real bully stuff.
Yeah. Seriously, man. Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Another reason why I hate the beach. Why I hate the water. You know
forced
what I mean?
To eat sand.
Yes. Yeah. Poor Ike shows up at the beach, starts quivering, thinking about eating a mouthful of sand.
I still remember that, man.
Eating sand sandwiches.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is a 6 p.m. deadline to be in on the Phillies. Are you in or out? The summer starts at 6. That's when we're starting it. So you can be in or out. 215-592-9494. Next question today for tickets from Live Nation, one of three shows, Thomas Rhett, The Offspring, or Creed. Your favorite or least favorite thing about summer? We are at the Farley Toll Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official. No, not the Farley Toll Plaza. Is it the Toll Plaza?
Yeah.
Farley Toll Plaza.
Well, Service Plaza.
Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer. Pete will pay your toll on the AC Expressway from 4 to 5. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer, where Pete pays your toll on the AC Expressway today from 4 to 5 p.m. Metallica tonight at the Lincoln Financial Field with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
I'm going.
I know.
Going. Oh, are you going to a concert tonight?
Yeah. Going through my normal – this is how concerts work for me. When I decide to go, very excited for the concert. Day of the concert, don't feel like going. Then get to the concert and happy I went. So I'm in the time now during the day where I have to battle through the feeling that I don't actually want to go because I know I do.
You don't have to battle through.
Yes, I do.
You could just be excited to go.
No.
And see Metallica and your Limp Bizkit.
I love them both.
I know.
Yeah.
So then you should be only positive.
No. I always think about the hassle, how nice it would be to be home. That's I just got to get through that. And once I get to the link, I'll be home free.
T's and P's for you, buddy. T's and P's.
Toss and prayers? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Toss right. and prayers.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. It's the official kickoff to summer, so it is your last chance to officially be in or out on the Phillies. You have a 6 o'clock deadline. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Come on, Bruce. All righty. Off to a fast start. Think everybody started drinking yet this weekend?
No.
4:30, that'll start.
Yeah, I think it probably has to do with more about them being ready to be on the show.
Yeah.
Is sort of my concern. I see Buzz checking on him.
Yep, he's frantically checking on him.
Why don't we try? Wait, hold on.
No.
Now we're having.
This is going well.
Computer.
That actually sounded like he wasn't even there. It didn't sound like. It sounded like the.
Oh, it sounds like no one is there.
Or one of those things where they're on mute.
Yeah.
I have no web connection. Yeah. Hey, Buzz, why don't we go? Oh, no. I'm going to get it in a second. Buzz, I don't need you to do anything. Don't worry. I'll have the internet just in 1 second here.
This is going well.
There we go.
We've been on the air.
Joe and Ben Salem.
You're
on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Yo, what's up? Happy Memorial Day, y'all. Can I get some Ike juice?
Yep. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Hey, Buzz. Back in my good graces.
So I just want to first say behind the shows, Buzz did not check in on me to see if I was ready to go.
Yeah, I love this.
There it is.
Let's just start snitching on Buzz. Yeah.
No, we should.
Make him feel awful.
We'll make him feel accounted. No. Let's not do awful. I'm Mr. Sensitive, over there. Why don't we do
not
accountable?
Sensitive.
Yeah.
So,
Spike, I need you to relax a little bit. It's summer, Memorial Day weekend. Drink some Surfsides.
I'm relaxed.
You don't sound
I can feel the tension from here.
Oh. Everyone can feel the tension. Rojas is going to get it at some point.
Rojas will definitely get it at some point when we lose connection.
When we're not on the air.
Yeah. That's
Fran, the station's on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I am not. I'm monitoring this situation with the Phillies until the trade deadline. I can't say in or out. They've been in this situation before.
Yeah.
Is there anything they could have done? Let me ask you this. Is there anything the Phillies could be doing right now to make you in? Or is this just a leftover thing from the last few years?
It's leftover. They had 34 wins at this time last year. They got 32 at this time. And they're playing some tomato cans. The Iron Pigs could beat the Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, everybody plays bad teams, though. Like, they all play the same schedule at the end of the day. The Phillies have played good teams. It's not they won a series against the Cubs. They won a series against the Dodgers. They've played some good teams.
They have played some good teams, but I'm monitoring the situation to see if Dave is all in. Is he going to make it the move at the trade deadline to push this team to the next level, which he has failed to do the last 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, it sort of depends who's available. But now with the Alvarado thing, I mean, it throws a huge wrench in it. Because they had him the last couple of years. He was their best reliever. Can he replace
him? You think that makes them more likely to do something?
So I think they're going to do something, but I don't think they're going to give up one of their top five prospects for it. Like, they're going to make a trade. They're not going to trade.
Not one of the top five.
They're not trading Arun Escobar, Tyeet, Painter, Miller, and they could trade Crawford. Of all those guys, I think Crawford's the most traded.
You don't think they could trade Miller?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Not under any – well,
unless there's like a real – I don't even know what the superstar is going to be available at the deadline is or right. who it could be.
Yeah, right. What level of player are you getting that will cause you to give up those guys?
Like, there's no Crochet like last year where they put together a monster package to try to get him and Luis Robert. I don't know if there's – I'm just going through it quickly. I don't know if there's like that clear guy that like the CC Sabathia in 2008 where the guy that is going to be dealt. So, you know, it's – they're going to make a move. I just don't think they're going to touch their top five prospects.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, Crochet's awesome.
He is.
He's been great this year.
But it's been interesting because Lizardo have been pretty neck and neck.
Yep.
And obviously the Phillies only traded Starlin Gaba versus what the Red Sox had to give up. But I love Crochet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been awesome. Joe, for next question, they give us something something good or bad about summer. Your
I'll
choice.
I'll say something good. I'll say listen to Fransky in L.A. down the shore.
Oh, yeah, that's good. It's a Fransky in L.A. down the shore. Yeah. I've never been a – we go down to the Delaware Beach for a week every year. I didn't grow up being a shore guy, though. Yeah. Like, everybody around here – my wife was in Ocean City most of her childhood, you know, down the shore. Like, so that sounds very nice, listening to Fransky in L.A. on the deck at down the shore or whatever on the beach. I never did it. It was never part of, like, growing up for me.
Phil's down the shore is my favorite version of watching the Phil's.
Are you like, the shores beneath you?
No, we just never did it. Like, growing up, we never did it. And then now, we go for a week. But I think for the people that really, really love it, they did it growing up all the time.
Didn't you say, like, beneath me. Didn't you say the times you would go to the beach, your dad would get comped? Like,
well, yeah, we would get hotels in Atlantic City. It's not really the same beach experience that most people have.
You're not going to the boardwalk in Ocean City.
No, we would go one day. We would go to a boardwalk in Wildwood or Ocean City or something.
Howard didn't want to be on the beach.
He got comp.
Yeah, we would get hotels down the shore.
The Playboy Hotel, right?
Yeah, we did stay at the Playboy Hotel once when I was a kid. Trump Plaza, we would stay.
Oh,
I'm
interesting.
Trying to think. Oh, stop it. Now, the Atlantic City Boardwalk at that time.
I stayed at Trump Plaza.
The, stupid. The Atlantic City Boardwalk at that time was better than it is now. Like, there's nothing now.
Tropicana.
Oh,
yeah. Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yep, yep. Taj Mahal.
Yep.
Yep.
So we were talking earlier about like the age brackets for different shores.
Oh, okay.
So what's the young people shores?
Well, are we talking
versus
about
versus middle age versus older age?
So Ocean City is family.
Yes.
I'm all ages.
I'm back in the Ocean City cycle.
Yep. Now Ocean City is a dry town.
It is.
Well, I know. Yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
Gotta sneak it in.
Yeah. Well, you're allowed to have it.
Yeah.
There's no bar. They don't sell it. Yeah. Sea Isle is a early 20s town.
Yes.
Right. That's a party town.
Sea Isle's early 20s.
Yeah. Sea Isle's party town.
Wildwood early 20s.
Wildwood's family, I think, but also party.
Yeah,
right?
It's a mixture.
A mixture.
It's Delco.
Yes. Avalon.
Wildwood is family?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that where all the ruckus happens?
Yeah, well, those people are in families.
I guess I'm thinking of kids, like little kids.
Yeah, but I think they're little kids.
I'm thinking
kids.
Like Ocean City is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think they're little kids in Wildwood, though.
In Wildwood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I thought it was all like teenagers.
And then Avalon is like, I don't know, Brazier and Cindy Webster.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like that. That is Avalon.
What is that? That's the older
Avalon Stone Harbor.
Oh, that's our age.
I think it's more of a those people going out, but not going out like the Sea Isle people. Like not getting obliterated.
Right. No, when we go out, we're back in by 11.
Well, but in Avalon, they're back home by 7.
Right.
That's the difference.
And I think Stone Harbor is similar to that.
Yeah, Stone Harbor's like that's you've made it.
Every
right.
Mom, they're back in by 7?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe,
isn't
maybe
that
9.
Kelsey, was that?
Yeah, Kelsey's a Sea Isles man.
Oh, that was Sea Isles.
Yeah, Sea
Isles.
Okay. Sea Isles. Okay. Yeah. Am I missing any shore points? What's the one right next to Atlantic City?
Kate,
Ventnor.
And then Cape May's retire. Like, you know,
Cape May is nice. Retire or anniversary or something.
Oh, yeah,
your
yeah,
anniversary
yeah.
week.
So the older people, the real slow is slow motion there.
Yeah, well, because it's all the way down there. It's actually right across from Maryland, right? Mm-hmm. It's right across from Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
It's where they filmed the Bob Dylan movie that Chalamet was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, Cape May is very nice. We did a weekend or two in Cape May. It just takes forever to get there because it's so far
now,
away.
Now, Cape May, is that the where Cape Fear was at? That was Boston. Was that
no? That wasn't
Cape Fear.
That was Massachusetts.
Just
that
a bit like, north.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking Cape May, Cape Fear.
Well, like and Ventnor, I just don't like the whole Ventnor, Margate. That's a different kind of shore.
Well, but it's more now. People
are starting to go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, people
and more.
Are going to go there.
So where do 40-year-olds go?
I think that's Sea Isle.
That's Avalon.
Sea Isle, right? Avalon, and then
30-year-olds.
30-year-old Sea Isle.
Yeah.
Early 20s is.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust the Phillies again? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Do you trust the Phillies again?
I think most people do, but I think there's a sort of eye of skepticism there as well with the team. So I think it's in the 60s. I'll go high 60s, though. Let's go 68.
59.2.
Oh, 59.
And when we ask if you're in, that's really what we're asking, right? If you trust them. Because you said something when we started talking about that I think is the crux of what we're talking about, is that you are allowing yourself to be disappointed again. And not in a negative way. In a you can't really enjoy it. Really enjoy
unless
a season.
Unless you open yourself up to believing it for real. Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Because anyone could go in this and go, I don't believe in them. But, like, is that as much fun? But you also need a real amount of belief to open yourself up to be hurt again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like what I'm seeing. And regardless of the competition, I think the one thing about baseball, correct me if I'm wrong, Fritzy, but, you know, these hitters, getting in a rhythm – I mean, I understand going up against tougher pitchers, it's not the same, but still, seeing the ball, land in the green or in the stands, that's something that's a positive for all hitters from a psychological standpoint. So I would imagine it gives them confidence no matter who they're going up against.
Well, because you know athletes, right? Where, yeah. Like, they can just convince themselves of anything, and like when they go on this little bit of a run, that they can just be like, all right, we've kind of
I'm back.
And I think the biggest thing is that it does look like they're buying in. All offseason they talked about pass the baton. They talked about using the entire field and trusting their teammates, I guess. And I think you're seeing them do a pretty good job with that. And I think when Spike mentioned that earlier, Bryce is the one that's going opposite way.
Yep.
And passing the baton and having Schwarber behind him, I think, is a big part of that as well.
Yeah.
Like, and this is not a negative on like Alec Bohm or Castellanos, but I do wonder if sometimes when he had them behind him not doing much, that felt like he had to press.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. And by the way, it's huge that Schwarber is having the year he's having not hitting leadoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think for him and for the team.
He got over that whole idea that I have to hit leadoff.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What do you mean, maybe? He's having a great year.
Never
having
reported.
The best year of his career.
Yes.
Never reported that he wanted to hit leadoff.
He said he wanted to hit leadoff. He
never
said
reported.
He said
never
it.
Reported. Never reported.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you believe in the Phils? Do you trust the Phils before our 6 p.m. deadline? Now, you know what else happens down the shore during the summer?
What? Driftwood?
Different kind of fun. You know, you spend your day at the beach, then you go out to dinner, and then it's bedroom time.
There it is.
It's bedroom time.
Yep, that's what you do.
You know, and if you're an Avalon or Stone Harbor guy, everything's not operating
easy
the way that it used to.
Yep.
Youngin's in the car on the way down.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Earmuffs.
This family's pointing at us.
Earmuffs. Look. All right, then we'll do it the clean way.
Yes.
If you're not performing the way that you used to, we have just the thing for you. It's Blue Chew.
Yep.
It is the same earmuffs, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. All right, we're good. But it's a chewable. You don't have to swallow a pill. Even better. And the best thing right now is that we're hooking you up with a month for free. First month, absolutely free.
Free.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. You're not going to have to go to the doctor to get a prescription. No, no, no. They do that all online at BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
Hate doctor's appointments.
Yep.
And now, you call and make a doctor's appointment. It's May, right? They'll tell you, all right, we'll see you in October. You don't have time to waste. So you just go to BlueChew.com. They do it right there online.
So true.
You don't have to wait for you don't have to go fill your prescription at the pharmacy because they're going to send it to you directly. And it's made and shipped right here in the USA, so it's cheaper. And as far as cheap, what's cheaper than free, Ike?
Free.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Right.
Nailed it.
Yep. Your first month free. Go to BlueChew.com.
Use What's code cheaper than free? Free.
Free. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. All you do is you pay for the shipping. It's like $5. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Memorial Day, man.
Happy Memorial Day,
What's
Chris.
Up, Chris?
Guys, I am all the way in on the Phils. I know this is surprising, but I'm all the way in. I'm so in and comfortable. I'm like when Buzz was producing and walking around the studio with his shoes off last night. That's how comfortable I am.
Oh, yeah, let's address the elephant in the room.
Oh, wow.
Please put down Chris in Middletown for 1 second. Getting a lot of reports that Buzz was shoeless in the studio last night.
Shoeless?
Shoeless. Bare feet.
Not bare feet.
Probably sticky.
Wait a minute. Just because shoeless Joe Jackson was forgiven by
right.
the Major League Baseball.
Because they took him off the band list.
Yeah. Now we got to put a different shoeless guy. I'm sorry. Are we at work when we're at the studio or are we
what
not at
is
work?
Going
Why
on
are your
over
shoes
there?
Off?
I, stretched out the feet for a little bit, went out to go get some water, and Tom Kelly brought it up on the air.
What are you stretching out the feet for?
Yeah.
We're not in manual labor.
Yeah. Are you wearing tiny little shoes? Or are you wearing shoes that fit?
No, they're shoes that fit. I just wanted to stretch them out for a little bit.
We'll get you some Skechers.
It's an odd thing to do at work, Buzz.
Really odd thing to do
you
at work.
You felt real comfortable to be walking around the station with your shoes off.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. He thinks no one's there.
Yep.
After 9, nothing. Rules are out the window.
Oh, is that true?
I would not say that on the air.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Imagine Spike the program.
Yeah. Are our advertisers that advertising after 9 p.m., are they getting the half-assed buzz?
No, we love our sponsors.
There it is. Okay. Shoeless Buzz Wilson.
Yeah, Shoeless Buzz Wilson. All right, Chris. Sorry. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I had no idea.
Oh, no, I don't understand why you're concerned or you think it's gross. I mean, we all know he's a very clean individual. You know,
Yeah, the cleanest.
Anyway, guys, no worries whatsoever about the Bills. 100% in. You know, a lot of confidence there. So I do want to – I got a roll, and I know you guys got other callers. So I want to give you my answer. My answer is beach season and Tornado Shapiro and Ike Reese know what I'm talking about. Have a good one. Take care, guys.
What do you say, beach season?
Beach season.
Yeah, what is that?
I would imagine bikinis.
Eye candy?
Yes, that's what I would imagine.
Oh, he's being a creep.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Ike Reese knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, let's throw Ike in there.
Yeah.
Chris of Middletown's the kind of guy you go out, he's pointing out ladies by giving you the time.
Yeah.
Hey.
12 o'clock?
12 o'clock. It's like, all right.
He's wearing a shirt a little bit too, like a
schmedium. Yep. Oh, you know Chris from Middletown is a schmedium guy.
100% schmedium guy. The pipes are piping.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we're doing great,
Great
Bruce.
To hear your voice, Bruce.
Yeah, I've been busy. I'm down in Georgia now. I had my grandson, had a graduation, getting ready for middle school, and then I'll be on a plane tomorrow to attend a wedding in San Diego. So I'm just all over the place.
Man.
Attending weddings? Who do you know that's getting married, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my nephews. Definitely not me.
I knew you weren't getting married. I'm just saying. All right, so it's one of your nephews.
That makes sense.
So, you know, as we do, Bruce, as our age, like people get married. We figure most people our age aren't getting married anymore.
Right.
So that's why I was like, yeah, we're like, who do you know that's getting married? It's your nephew. And you're close enough that you're going to your nephew's wedding. I wouldn't go to my nephew's wedding, but that's just me.
Well, no, he's a special one. He's a special one though, but you're right about that. Yeah, because you know you get older, you start giving less.
Yeah, I think I'm out of marriages. If less is my kids getting married, I don't think I'm gonna have to go to any more weddings. All my friends are married.
And you don't think anybody's gonna get divorced and then get remarried?
Yeah. They're not gonna get divorced and remarried again.
What's the rule on that? Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say you're 51, right? You have a friend that gets divorced and remarried. And they have a wedding. Do you have to bring a gift to a 50-year-old?
No,
okay.
No,
All right.
If it's your second time getting married, you're out. Yeah, no more. You're likely not to get any gifts.
Yeah, you shouldn't, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness.
I'm not planning or anything. I just.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at just calling about the Phillies. Man,
yeah.
I'm still in the corner of the show me. I need to see more. I'm not.
Oh, what do you need to see? Yeah.
Well. Actually, that came out the wrong way. Okay.
Please apologize.
Retract. But let me just.
It's gonna be one of those shows today, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Everyone's just doing an inside joke at all times.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Look, no, I don't want it to turn into a debate, you know, with you guys back and forth, you know, like you had. Ooh, man. Oh, my God.
The jolly one. Who won that? Who won Jolly versus Spike, Bruce?
I think Jolly got it.
Yeah. Everyone's saying it.
He did not win.
Everyone's saying it.
He didn't win.
No, you had some good points.
Not enough.
You can't just win a debate by picking the side that everybody likes.
Ike does it every day.
He asked you out, though. But anybody else fight? Look, I got you. Look, I'm with you, Hunter.
As long as not Jolly. Right, okay. Okay.
Well, I can't get over the whole thing about the, you know, Daryl Morey and, you know, come down the throat and all of that, you know.
That's a tough one.
Yep.
Well, it's like the Rhea Elliott debate.
Dude, Rhea killed Elliott. It was the first time I've ever heard Elliott, like, flustered.
Really?
Oh, she smoked him. Absolutely smoked him.
You gotta replay it.
No, we ought to replay it.
Even him at the end, he was like, I didn't expect.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Now, did she, Bruce, real quick, give us, what do you, your best thing or worst thing about summer? for next question.
Okay, so that's the worst thing about summer. You know what? Water ice season.
All right. Love water ice. That's a good one.
Water ice.
That's a little water ice.
That's one thing Philadelphia has. One of the many things, I should say. Before I came here, I was an ice cream guy.
Yeah, water ice is something special.
Well, it changed.
Yeah.
Changed me.
Yeah.
To where I don't even, yeah, the whole ice cream thing. I don't know, ice cream cone. Nah, I gave that up years ago.
Ice cream's good.
Water ice, man.
Ice cream's good, but water ice is refreshing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's much better. Yeah. It's much better.
Wait, what did he just. Oh, so did Rhea just passion him to death? Because Rhea hates Josh Allen.
Yeah, but she also. So Elliot's.
A lot of passion. See, that's the thing. See, here's what's great about debates.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some of it is.
Yeah, being passionate.
That's what
Absolutely.
It is. That's how you win over the people you want to vote for you or that you're trying to convince. And Rhea, see, that's really how Jolly got you, man. He outpassioned you.
He did outpassion you.
Well, because it's hard to be passionate about my side of it.
Well, you got passionate.
You did.
Well, I got mad at him.
Yeah.
Because it was dumb points. It didn't make any sense.
Well,
it didn't make any sense, but he did outpass you, and that was
well, because he hates Morey more than I love him.
Morey?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know about that, but Rhea.
Oh, stop it.
No, because Elliot's only point about him being a good owner was what they've done on the court, which, sure.
Right.
But she brought up, like, they've done nothing. Now, you might be able to disagree with this, but they've done nothing in the community.
Wow.
Well, that's not true. I mean.
The whole stadium debacle.
That was a disaster.
Yeah. She made it more about, like, a plea to Philadelphia rather than just, like, what they've done on the basketball court.
Rhea knows what she's doing. Like, Elliot did not walk into some debate. Normally, when, you know, Elliot's in these debates, unless he's with us. You know, what's he going up against? Rhea knows what she's doing.
I know.
Yeah.
Only one on that show that does.
Yeah.
Well, she's calling him an idiot and a moron.
What?
She called him an idiot
Probably.
And a moron.
I'm sure. When she does that to Elliot, it's fine. When she calls me an oaf and laughs a little too hard, that's when he gets worked up.
See, that's the OG Rhea.
Coming out, yeah.
Yes, that's the OG Rhea that I know. You know what I'm
saying? It was great.
Old school Rhea there.
I think that was the best debate and the Jolly versus Spike. I think those were the two headliners of debate week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see what kind of passion we get out of Al.
I didn't have a good one this year, man.
Nah.
Well, the camera comes in not wanting anything.
Yeah.
Not wanting any smoke. We got to get somebody who. And you know what? Honestly.
Well, even my topic, though, of Saquon having the best season.
I would say
it was okay.
I would say our side debate about Jalen was probably.
Well, that's why I did
as good. Yeah, because you wanted a little smoke.
Yes, I wanted a little smoke. Yes.
Well, speaking of smoke,
I wanted a little smoke. Yes, you know it.
Speaking of smoke, and a guy that got roasted this week, Elliot Shore Parks joins us
live
next.
From the Hamptons.
Yeah, he's in the Hamptons. That's what we hear.
Did you have a debate this week?
No interest.
No interest.
I don't debate.
I don't debate.
You're something else, man. 215-592-9494. We are at the Farley Service Plaza. Today is the day that you determine whether you're in or out on the Philly 6 p.m. deadline as summer begins then. And remember, Pete pays your tolls from 4 to 5. We're with Chickies and Pete. Free crab fries over there. I already got one order. Maybe I'll get another. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.